There were a few young children in religious education that were told on Sunday to write a letter to God. And one young boy wrote a beautiful letter to God, a very short one. He said, "God, we had a great time in church today. I wish you were there." It's amazing how we can pray to God without thinking of Him. The saints used to say, pray until the verb becomes a noun. Until prayer isn't something you do, but a relationship you enter into. That prayer is not simple requests, but looking at God and God looking at you. Of listening and wondering what great things God has in store for you. But there are stumbling blocks on the way. Yes, people sometimes have a conversation without thinking of the other person and want to have a religion without their God and their neighbor. But we proclaim a God who understands us. Did you ever hear comedians say, "Oh, I was raised Catholic, therefore I'm guilty. Oh, I was raised with guilt." I may be a little brash in this, but I was raised to think that guilt is like pain. Something is wrong, fix it or shut up. I deliberately want to be harsh with that. Because guilt can be a beautiful detour from someone who doesn't want to make a decision. From someone who is afraid to decide and choose something right and correct. And therefore, they console themselves with this unusual detour in life of feeling guilty without doing anything. Faith is action. Faith is decision. Faith is me saying, "I know this is a problem. With God's help, I'm going to solve it." It's not someone who's in shock, who looks at their arm and says, "Oops, I think my arm is broken." And 3 weeks later says, "Well, it's purple now. I don't feel any pain. It must be better." No. It takes a strong man and woman to say, "I know this is a destructive behavior. It's dysfunctional, it serves no use, and it's very addictive. It gives the illusion of pleasure while taking away my life piece by piece." You are free to choose everything, but not everything you choose will give you freedom. It has a possibility of enslaving you, of co-opting your freedom, and of leading you places where you would rather not go. Do not be the passive victim of your experience. The gospel clearly teaches us, choose. God gave you the power to decide what your life is like. Religion is no spectator sport where I look and say, "Look at me, what's going on? I don't know. Maybe I should go and party." There are people who party because they have something to celebrate, and there are people who party because they have nothing to celebrate. What they want to do is forget their life, forget their choices, and let life decide where they go and what they do. This is not Christ's teaching. The gospel said God gives us independence and power, and the power to make a decision. Do not give up your independence and your future by becoming a victim of your circumstances or experience. You can choose. God will help you. Do not pretend to be powerless when God has given you the power of His grace to choose. If you feel guilt, do something about it. But by all means, move on. The Chinese have a beautiful saying, "Stand or sit. Above all else, do not wobble." Slava Isusu Hristu!